Hello, this is Jill Foster over at liveyourtalk.com. This is the audio translation for the post published February 6th, entitled Telling the Story That's Difficult to Tell. So one thing struck me and continued to linger on my mind from last week's Ignite DC event, and that is this, that few things resonate with an audience like a story that's difficult to tell. That's not to say at all that the easy storylines are not effective or do not appeal with those listening, but rather it's about the type of emotional scope and depth that often forges trust, and what does that is telling a story that's often difficult to tell. For instance, telling an audience about your daughter's favorite purple dress differs from an emotionally expanded scope, as in a more resonant emotional reach could come from sharing a story of, say, how for 7 months last year your family could only afford 2 new dresses for your 10-year-old because money was that tight. Certainly, selecting stories and anecdotes depends on what the audience craves and which part of your experience can meet that craving. Yet achieving the audience's needs still involves a human exchange. Emotional honesty is core to our human infrastructure, and within that premise, disclosing what's hard to emotionally disclose often more freely creates allegiance between a speaker and audience. Facing educational failure, death, and psychological trauma. That was the range of subjects which comprised last week's Ignite DC lineup. At times, the speaker's vulnerability was palpable. That emotional openness drew us all in, and we were identifying with the scary ground the speakers had walked. It was the most compelling night as a whole of content for an Ignite DC event, and there have been about 5 other programs hosted before this one. So there are 3 other byproducts of telling vulnerable or difficult stories. And number one, you know, it makes your uniqueness all the more clear as a speaker, especially with a speaker slate where numerous will present. And 2, it provides content and contrast to the arc of your speech. And that contrast is a natural mechanism for capturing the audience's attention. And 3, it creates common ground between you and the audience. You know, haven't we all felt emotionally raw? Or like failures, or angst-ridden, I would say so. Not every speaking opportunity, just as a reminder, is naturally conducive, however, to the stories you may want to impart. What the audience desires to learn is paramount, and delivering to them also means observing their emotional state in general. So, certain venues, or more specifically audiences, may not be the place to disclose a life-threatening illness, as example. Yet, if there's a chance to authentically increase emotional resonance, an audience will most always appreciate your honest risk.